Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be discussing the reality of cord cutting in North America. So let's start out with an introduction from Duncan.
Deloitte predicts that in 2013, in North America, fewer than 1% of homes who currently subscribe to pay TV will cut the cord. Now, one thing we got to be really clear on right up front, when most people think about cutting the cord, there's this cliche that it's cable. There are three major providers of pay television. There's the traditional cable companies, there's phone companies that do it, and then there's the satellite companies. In aggregate, among all three of those, people are paying for TV content. So our prediction is that of that total market, of all of the pay providers together, fewer than 1% of subscribers will cut the cord.
So fewer than 1%, but I've read in so many surveys, not just this year, but in previous years, that there's far more people who are cutting the cord or thinking about it.
Absolutely. Those surveys are really clear. Sometimes it's 20, 30% of people are planning. Well, who knows what happens when they plan. In one survey done a year ago, 9% of people said they had already cut the cord. That's a lot of households. That's almost 10 million households. Therefore, when we looked at the subscriber numbers reported by all of the pay TV providers, they should have been down 10 million last year. They weren't. They weren't down 5 million. They weren't down 1. In fact, they're up. Only a few hundred thousand, but at this point, there is no evidence whatsoever that any significant number of North Americans have stopped paying for television.
Now, this is North America. We've got pay TV in the rest of the world. What impact does what happens with cord cutting in North America have on the rest of the world?
Really important, because people are watching the North American market, expecting it to perhaps be a bellwether. We're not sure that's justifiable. TV markets around the world are wildly different. In the UK, for example, you have a television license fee. There is no equivalent of that here. The rates of over-the-air watching are significantly different between markets. Crucially, the penetration of pay television varies widely around the world. Some countries are even higher than in North America. Others are one-third those levels. So we think that what happens in North America with its relatively unique business model may not necessarily apply to other countries.
Now, we're talking about less than 1% in 2013 for North America. What happens in the years after? Will it stay at that tiny level?
Well, I mean, everything, you know, journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Could that 1% become 10, 20, 50? One day, could everybody cut the cord? Our view is that there's actually a fairly hard cap on the potential size of people who could cut the cord. We believe that many of the people who are thinking of cutting the cord are the ones who watch the least TV. They watch certain kinds of programming. If you watch a lot of TV, if you watch a lot of reality TV, if you watch a lot of sports, it's very, very difficult to cut the cord and continue to watch the programming that you most desire. So our view is that probably only about 10% of homes could actually cut the cord within the foreseeable future.
So what should the pay TV providers be doing about this, and what would you recommend?
Obviously, at 1%, it's not yet a really big deal, but there's a number of things they can do. One of them is bundling. Essentially, when you think about who is it that I get my internet from so that I can cut the cord, it's very often the same company that in fact is offering to sell me pay television services. So by creating a bundled price of internet access and pay television together, you remove most of the incentives for people to actually cut the cord. So that bundling one on its own is going to take care of many potential cord cutters.
So just one last question. So if you were to cut the cord and you were to have everything over the top, for a typical household, how much more data would you require per month?
Very complex question. If you are the average family that watches of roughly 30 hours per week of television, that translates into probably, depending on the quality of TV you watch, the image quality, that could be 700 to 800 gigabits per month. That would force many people to move to a higher tier of internet provisioning. If, on the other hand, you only watch, as some of the lowest users do, 30 to 60 minutes a day, you could probably watch that much and not worry about your monthly ISP internet cap.
Thank you very much for that, Duncan. So for the year to come, what we're looking at is pay TV not shifting too much in North America. So we're still wedded to our pay TV packages.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.